It's Audio Mo 2017, day 22. And today we'll call today's book launch, because today I went to London. I was very kindly invited to a book launch for Claire Mulley's new book, The Women Who Flew for Hitler. So Claire's an amazing historical biographer. Her last book, The Spy Who Loved, was the first thing I'd seen of hers, and I happened across her because of a YouTube talk she'd given on the subject of her last book, basically. And it was just so engaging, and the passion you can tell she has for the subject she writes about is just amazing. It's just infectious. So I've, you know, got to know her very slightly over the last year or so. So with this new book coming out, I've helped her with a couple of little things. But yeah, she was really, really kind to invite me to her book launch, which I thought was lovely. So it was at Daunt Books in London yesterday, which is probably the nicest looking bookshop I've ever been to in my life. It just looked fantastic. But yeah, it was just a really nice event. And the new book, as I said, is called The Women Who Flew for Hitler. I'll read you the synopsis from the book jacket. So, Hannah Reich and Melita von Stauffenberg were talented, courageous, and strikingly attractive women who fought convention to make their names in a male-dominated field of flight in 1930s Germany. With the war, both became pioneering test pilots, and both were awarded the Iron Cross for service to the Third Reich. But they could not have been more different, and neither woman had a good word to say about the other. Hannah was a middle-class, vivacious, and distinctly Aryan, whilst the darker and more self-effacing Melita came from an aristocratic Prussian family. Both were driven by deeply held convictions about honour and patriotism, but ultimately, while Hannah tried to save Hitler's life, begging him to let her fly him out to safety in April 1945, Melita covertly supported the most famous attempt to assassinate the Führer. Their interwoven lives provide a vivid insight into Nazi Germany and its attitudes to women, to class, and to race. Probably what I should have done before I started reading that out was put my glasses on. I've got to that age. But yeah, I've got to spend an hour on the train last night reading that. And already it's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Claire puts so much work into these books, and they're stories you've never heard. It's remarkable, some of the stuff that she manages to find out. So I suggest you go and buy that. I did. I think it's out on the 29th of June. It's published by Macmillan. So again, that's Claire Mulley is the author, and it's called The Women Who Flew for Hitler. And yes, you will have noticed that one of the names is Stauffenberg. Yes, the Valkyrie plot. So it's exactly both sides of the story, pro and anti-Nazi. So I'm really looking forward to digging into this a bit more now. It's brilliant. So that's me done for today. Bye!